Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. Well, ladies, tomorrow is the big day, and if you haven't already done so, you'd better hurry into your Kroger store and ask for your Kroger turkey. Yes, your Kroger store is where you'll find the season's finest turkeys. This year, be sure your family enjoys the pick of the flock. For an extra special Thanksgiving dinner, be sure a Kroger turkey is roasting in your oven tomorrow morning. Man, oh man, what a treat. Kroger turkeys are plump, tender, heavy-breasted birds. They're just covered with juicy meat and chock full of fresh flavor. A flavor that will have your family sighing in contented delight. Kroger turkeys are outstandingly superior because they're raised and developed into plump turkeys in the best turkey-growing areas. Because they're scientifically fed for flavor. They're expertly dressed and carefully selected by critical experts to assure absolute top quality. Finally, they're Kroger priced for better value. Yes, the Kroger price on these fine birds is so low, it will actually help save you money. So visit your Kroger store without delay. Ask your Kroger meat man for your Kroger turkey. And tomorrow, enjoy the tenderest, juiciest, best turkey you ever ate. And now, Hearts in Harmony. It isn't Penny Gibbs herself who's changed. The change is in the gathering of new things around her, new plans and people. Penny Gibbs still has and will always have a broken heart, and the wound caused by the death of Barry Carlton will never heal. But Penny Gibbs has determination, and she's determined to build a new future for herself. Today in the living room of her home, she talks with Dr. Joel Evans, a new friend, about her plans for a new life. As they sit across from each other in front of the fireplace, Penny says,
Mrs. Carlton gave me an extremely generous amount of money, Joel, but I'd like to start out in a small way.
So you're going to devote your life to others, are you, Penny?
I'll get a great deal in return.
Satisfaction, mostly.
Satisfaction's all I want, but I'll get more. And if I don't, it won't make any difference. I'll know in my heart that I'm doing the right thing. Doing something Barry would want me to do.
It's a noble sentiment, Penny, and more than commendable. But what about your own life? Your rights as a woman to have a husband, a home, and children of your own.
Joel, my rights as a woman are secondary. I guess I lost my desire for a husband and a home and children of my own when I lost Barry. That fire is dying down, I think.
Yes, it is. Like another fire that's growing cold.
Oh, Joel, please.
Sorry. I just couldn't resist. This fire here will start blazing again with just a shake or two. Yeah. Look at it go.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
I like to sit in front of a fire and stare at the flames sometimes. The flickering shadows and lights are good for dreaming.
I've given up dreaming, Joel. From now on, I'm doing things, not just talking about them and making plans. I have the money, the house, the idea, and I know some needy children. Of course, there are just a few now, but in a year's time, if everything goes well, I hope I can take care of dozens.
And who's going to take care of you?
I'll be taking care of myself. Or at least getting used to it by that time. You know, you don't seem too impressed with the idea.
Oh, on the contrary, I'm deeply impressed. So deeply, in fact, that I'm ready to make an offer if you'll accept.
An offer of what?
Help. You know, children need a doctor's care, Penny. You'll want them looked at once in a while. Maybe watched pretty constantly.
Well, I was thinking of asking Dr. Ryan how much he charged to look at the children a couple of times a week.
Well, you'll be able to use more than one doctor on a part-time basis until you get big enough to support one full-time. Now, I have 2 half-days a week I could look at the children for you, and the service will be free.
Oh, Joel, that's wonderful. But you mustn't do it for nothing.
Oh, it's not for nothing. It's for you. You know, I like what you're planning to do, and, well, I want to help you all I can.
Oh, Joel, it'd be wonderful. And not only to me, but to the children. So few of the children I'll have ever get the proper medical care for things. Things that seem unimportant at the time, but might turn into something serious.
Yes, neglect of the little things in youth leads to serious illness in later life more times than we realize. I'd be doing the children a service, I know, and furthering the purpose of your home. Well, when do I start?
Oh, not for some time yet. A lot of work has to be done in the house, if it can be done. I'm going to talk about that with Jed a little later today, but... Look, Joe, yeah. Won't you need your half days off? I mean, won't the hospital object to
that? I'm young and healthy and a lot happier working than loafing. And besides, Dr. Weston will be pleased to know I'm helping you.
How is Dr. Weston?
Fine. He knew I was coming to see you this afternoon and sent his best.
Thank you. Send him mine, will you?
All right.
But please make sure that it's all right with the hospital before you offer your services to my children.
Oh, they're your children already, are they?
Why, they're someone's. And if they're not wanted or if circumstances in their homes are such that they're a burden, I want them to be mine. At least for a little while.
You know, Penny, I've met a lot of fine men and women in my life. But you're the finest.
I'm only doing what I think is best for me.
You're doing what's best for you so long as it's something that will benefit others. And why? Because of a tragedy. Do you know what most people would do in your case?
Just what I'm doing.
Oh, no. Most people would want life to do something for them, to make up for the tragedy. Most of them would moan and complain the rest of their days that life was cruel to them.
I did my share of complaining and feeling sorry for myself. From now on, I'm not going to give myself time to moan. From now on, I'm going to devote all my thinking to the house. And when the house is ready, then I'll think only about the children.
And what if you fall in love?
I'm not going to fall in love again, Joel. I can't. Look, I'm already in love. I'm in love with Barry now just as much as if he was still alive.
But there'll be other nows, other years, other men. And you'll be a different person.
I'm a different person now. But no matter how much I change, my love for Barry will stay the same. Joel, I'm not ashamed of my love for Barry. Nor afraid of a life of loneliness because of it. Other women have found happiness in something other than marriage. I don't know why I can't.
I hope you can, Penny. And I won't say you can't. But, well, I hope you won't drive yourself away from another chance at happiness in marriage if you fail to find it in this.
How can I fail to find it? Nope, there's nothing more pathetic than a helpless child. Nothing that warms the heart more than to see the look of appreciation in the eyes of a child who's found not only happiness, but security. That's what I intend to give these children of mine. Happiness, security. A good start in the world.
It's no wonder I'm all for you. No wonder I'm so willing to give up my precious afternoons of leisure. Oh, you're an inspiration, Penny. Why, you've even inspired me to better things.
If I have, I've just passed on to you the inspiration I got from Barry. That this whole thing's a memorial to him.
You know, I have an idea he knows about it, too.
Oh, Joel, thanks for saying that. I didn't know what you'd think if I said it.
Well, I didn't know what your reaction would be to my saying it either. But it happens to be the way I feel.
You know, I think we're always going to get along. We see so many things the same way.
Oh, I'll be around for a long time yet. But I hope you'll have no objections when you realize that the doctor is also a man.
Oh, Joel, there's something you ought to realize, too.
Never mind, Penny. You don't have to say it. I know what it is, and I understand. So don't worry about it. Well, say, it's getting late. I've got to get back to Heatherton.
Oh, I was hoping you'd stay for dinner.
Well, I'd certainly like to. I hear Nora is not only a beautiful girl, but a beautiful cook. Some other time, if you'll give me a rain check.
Anytime you like.
Swell. And next time, I'd like to have a look at Mr. Billings. I still want to see if there's anything I can do to get him out of that wheelchair.
Oh, I know Jed's resigned to spending the rest of his days in that wheelchair, Joel, but I know he'll be glad to let you see what you can do.
Good. And tell him not to be afraid. About all I can do without the help of another doctor is talk to him. And talk shouldn't hurt him too much.
Now, where were we, Penny?
Oh, I was just describing the layout of the rooms on the first floor of Mr. Crane's house.
Oh, yes. The staircase starts about here, doesn't it? And rises in a curve to about here. And there's a railing along the upstairs hall that runs around a half circle to about here, eh?
Well, that's exactly right. How did you know?
The main entrance hall is two stories high and the living room sunken. It's on this side and equal about a story and a half. Now, over here at the far end of the living room, which is about, I'd say, 50 feet by 30 feet, there's a large, rough stone fireplace.
Jed Billings, you're giving me the creeps. Huh? Mr. Crane said that no one had been in that house for years, but you act as if you were yesterday.
It was a lot further back than yesterday, child. But I helped build that old house.
Oh, Jed.
It was my first big subcontract job. I was mighty proud of the work I did.
I might have known you had something to do with it. Johnny says it's a beautifully built house.
It is. And it's more than a house. It's a pocket-sized mansion built like a little fortress. But I don't think it'll be much use to you as it is.
No, it needs a great many repairs, Jed. And I'd like to make a lot of alterations. Even knock out some of the walls, put others in.
Well, you get me blueprints of the house, and we'll rough in the alterations you want. And if they can be made, I'll tell you how they can be made at the lowest possible cost.
I'm not really worried about the cost, Jed. There's plenty of money, and I'm willing to spend any amount to make it right.
Well, they'll be right. And I'll still leave you the bulk of Mrs. Carlton's money to be put on to the best use, the children. And I know who'll do a fast job on the construction and give you a fair price on it, too. Cy Ingersoll.
I thought Cy Ingersoll was very expensive.
Oh, he is. But when he finds out you want to take care of poor children and perhaps someday enlarge the place into an orphanage, he'll want to do the job for nothing. Ingersoll lost his mother and father when he was two and knows what it is to be parentless and homeless. I'll talk to him as soon as you're ready for him.
Penny, Nora just phoned that she and Freddie are out of the farm and they'll be delayed getting home.
Oh, thanks. Mother, I guess Nora wants me to start dinner, doesn't she?
Well, I'll give you a hand.
Oh, no, darling. Don't bother.
Oh, what's the matter, Penny?
Nothing.
Penny and I were discussing what to do with that old house of Crane's. That big place.
Gee, excuse me. Mother, I wonder if you'd fix dinner alone this evening. I'll help some other time.
Of course, darling.
You'll have to forgive me. I'm sorry, but I'm going to my room.
Oh, Penny,
don't
what is...
Don't set dinner for me. I don't feel like eating.
Oh, Penny, wait, dear.
No, Grace. No, no. Let her go. It's what she wants. She'll be better off in her room.
But what came over her, Jed? One minute she was cheerful, and the next...
Yes. Just a moment ago, she was thinking of nothing but rebuilding and altering the Crane house, but then suddenly he popped into her mind.
Barry?
Who else?
I had hopes moods like this wouldn't come over her. She seems so determined not to dwell on Barry's death.
She's not dwelling on it, but the tragedy and memory of Barry Carlton are dwelling with her. She'll have spells of heartbreak such as this for years to come. For the rest of her life, perhaps.
Oh, if something would just make her forget forever.
Nothing can, Grace. The wound is with her and it'll never heal. She'll smile and laugh. And her life may someday be a life that's rich and full. But the ache in her heart will mock her. And the memory of Barry's passing haunt her with despair.
So Penny, even busy as she is planning for new things, must suffer the aching memory of a love that was destroyed by death. Can this young and determined girl do the things she has so nobly started out to do? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Friends, make tomorrow a really memorable day. Serve your family a Kroger turkey. Your Kroger store is featuring the season's finest turkeys, plump, tender, heavy-breasted birds, carefully selected by critical experts to assure top quality. These birds are just bursting with flavor. You see, they're raised in the best turkey-growing areas. They're scientifically fed to make them more plump, more juicy. And they're expertly dressed, clean as a whistle, and ready for the oven. A Kroger turkey is the kind of bird that will have your family sighing with contentment. You'll find it the tenderest, juiciest, best turkey you ever ate. So visit your Kroger store without delay and place your order for your Thanksgiving turkey. Tomorrow you'll be saying you never tasted a more tender, more delicious bird. But remember, hurry to your neighborhood Kroger store and get the exact size you want in one of these top-quality Kroger turkeys. Kroger priced for better value. Yes, the Kroger low price actually helps you save. Don't delay. Choose your Kroger turkey now. This year, be sure to get a really fine turkey. Be sure to join us again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another thrilling transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.